Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex SuperLube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for SuperLube TMS and the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find SuperLube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, live and feeder contracts likely to open mixed here this morning thanks to a combination of residual selling and early week short covering. Look for lean hog futures to open moderately higher, though, supported by follow-through buying and the premium status of the cash index. Now, cattle feeders will be looking for a way to get that traditional third-quarter cash rally back on track this week. Yet, nothing will be decided today as buyers and sellers go through the preliminaries. We expect ready numbers of steer and heifers, though, to be about steady with last week, while initial asking prices may hinge on the ability of live and feeder futures to recover. Our guess is that feedlot managers will start out pricing inventory around 120 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures seem geared to open again mixed here this morning. Now look for the cash hogs to open Monday with basically steady bids. Last week's huge round of commercial pork production could pose quite a challenge for the stability of the late month wholesale market. Corn futures over on the grains closed higher for the sixth straight session on Friday to post its first weekly gain in 3 weeks. Soybeans were lower for the day, but higher for the week for the second straight week. Action in the wheat markets was fairly light on Friday, but soft red winter did have a higher week for the third straight week, and traders were likely searching for news, and the bits they found failed to excite the markets. Again, the wheat markets were mixed on Friday with soft red winter wheat and spring wheat a little higher and hard red winter lower. Estimated trading volumes indicate light action in wheat, as most of the attention now is on the developing corn and soybean crops. Corn futures were higher for the sixth day after being lower earlier. Corn has been trending higher since falling to a 7-year low last week. Volume leader December remains above its 20-day moving average, but under other key averages. Soybeans finished lower, possibly drawing pressure from the weather forecasts that show beneficial conditions as the Midwest crop moves toward maturity. Despite Friday's lower close, soybeans finished higher for the second straight week. We'll check futures in a moment.
Superior Livestock proudly presents the Bighorn Classic 2016, live from Sheridan, Wyoming, to be seen on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com, August 23rd to the 26th. Offering 173,000 head of cattle, including 16,000 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 40,000 weaning calves, and 100,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Looking at our futures, the live cattle futures on Friday at the close, October was down 32 cents at 110.25, December down 32 at 111.72, September feeder cattle down up 70 cents on Friday at 143.85, October up 57 at 141.20, October hogs up 122 at 61.92, and the December was up a dollar at 57.45. This was at the close on Friday. On the grains on Friday, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, 1¾ lower on September at 417, and December down 2 cents at 442¾. September Chicago wheat's down 4 cents, 423. December down 3½ at 441¼. September corn was down 1¾ at 332½. December down 1¼ at 342½. September soybeans up 4 cents at 1031. November up 2½ at 1007. October cotton up 11 cents, 67.68. December down 7 at 67.96. September crude oil down 124, 47.28. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.